Matthew chapter 15. Then some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread." And he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and, 'He who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'Whoever says to his father or his mother, whatever you would have been profited by me is now a gift of God,' shall by no means honor his father or his mother, and you have deprived the word of God of its authority because of your tradition. Hypocrites, well has Isaiah prophesied concerning you, saying, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart stays far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as teachings the commandments of men.' And he called the crowd to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not that which enters into the mouth that defiles the man, but that which proceeds out of the mouth, this defiles the man.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were stumbled when they heard this word?' And he answered and said, 'Every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up. Let them be. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit.' And Peter answered and said to him, 'Explain this parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not understand that everything that goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled into the drain? But the things which proceed out of the mouth come out of the heart, and those defile the man. For out of the heart come evil reasonings, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnessings, blasphemies. These are the things which defile the man, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile the man.' And Jesus went from there and withdrew into the parts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman came out from those borders and cried out, saying, 'Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter suffers terribly from demon possession.' But he did not answer her a word. And the disciples came and implored him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'Yes, Lord, for even the little dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you as you wish.' And her daughter was healed from that hour. And Jesus departed from there and came beside the Sea of Galilee. He went up to the mountain and sat there. And great crowds came to him, having with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dumb, and many other sick ones. And they laid them at his feet, and he healed them. So that the crowd marveled because they saw the dumb speaking, the crippled healthy, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. And Jesus called his disciples to him and said, 'I am moved with compassion for the crowd, because for 3 days now they have remained with me, and they do not have anything to eat. and I am not willing to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where can we get so many loaves in this desolate place to satisfy so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, Seven, and a few small fish. And after he commanded the crowd to recline on the ground, he took the seven loaves and the fish, and giving thanks, he broke them, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, seven baskets full. And those who ate were 4,000 men, apart from women and children. And after he sent the crowds away, he stepped into the boat and came to the borders of Magadan.